Blog Talk Radio.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh, okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody...
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, Brother Wilson. Okay, we're going to talk about July 4th. Very important mile marker for us as the original Atlanteans. And remember, we are Atlantean Anunnaki, as we are. July 4th was a day of a lot of pain and suffering for our brothers and sister warriors. This was the last stronghold that we had fighting for our lands. And, you know, this is why the inorganics call it the Independence Day. They call it the Independence Day because they can independently do what they want to do. And they named the state of Missouri, which was a Missouri tribe. They use all our tribal names or whatever to name these states. But we were fighting against them to contain our lands. We had been fighting against them for the longest. All right, this is way well after the 100-year war, and we're still warring now. Remember, this is a cosmic war that's going on our planet. We're in the midst of a cosmic war. We're fighting against beings who are not organic, who are not indigenous to the planet. So, July 4th was a day where these inorganic beings were fighting against us to get our land, and they had already been fighting against us, and we were beating them. I mean, we were wiping them out. And they realized that they couldn't beat us. So what did they do? They, after months of fighting and years of fighting, better yet, they brought reinforcements, and the reinforcements were brothers who resembled us, and these were the ones that called the Africans, and they were Moors. I gotta understand that the Moors, there are no original Moors here on the planet. I don't care what no one says. I don't care what no one says. Mur, M-U-U-R, the Moo, M-U-U-R, Moo has nothing to do with Moors. Moo has nothing to do with Moorish. So please don't come on here with that stuff if you have not studied Moo. Alright? They brought the Moors to this land from the land called that they call Africa to fight against us. Alright? You gotta remember, this is all after the fall. You know, our kindred had lost the identity of who we are and lost the memory. We had lost our memory because we were all under spells. But we were still fighting for our land because it was like, you know, you can't just take our stuff. You know, they had this attitude that said that, you know, we said this is our land, and, you know, we learned their garbage English language, and they had this attitude that said, well, show us that you have ownership. Where's the paperwork? Where's the contract? You know, where's the deed of sale? Let's say you own this land. And this is, you know, they were trying to fight us on every level. But it belongs to us. You know, this is our birthright. So, as we continue fighting them, they brought thousands of these, what they call Moors, these brothers from the land called Africa, and they all had these fets on their head, and they were all dressed in a certain attire, and they made sure that they were dressed that way to distinguish between us and them. And they came, and we thought that they were going to be helping us out, and they began slaughtering us. They began killing us, and the battle got fierce. And this is the day that they celebrated the very last war that they fought against us, and we were willing to war. We were wanting to war. And this is the very, this was it. So, you know, 1776, we fought a battle and won the war. They were not fighting against the British. They are British. Why would the British fight against the British? All right? Why would the British fight against their own? They weren't. They were fighting against us. All right? So this is what July 4th is about. And so many of our kinfolk, you know, they get out there and fire up fireworks every year and barbecue and, oh, I'm just celebrating and, you know, this is our Independence Day. This is not our Independence Day, just like Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the Independence Day for those in Texas. Because in Texas, they abolished the slavery thing in Texas until they amended the 13th Amendment, so they brought the 13th Amendment. But that was something that was for Texas, Juneteenth. But the whole thing about it is, this virus program has got us, or our kindred, thinking that we're independent, we're free. You know, we fought for our independence. No, this was a war that was fought against us, the originals, the true owners of this land. All right? That's what the 4th of July is all about. And they fought us, and they fought us, and they're still fighting us to this day. We're still in the midst of a cosmic war. But within this cosmic war, what has happened? We've turned against each other, just like what happened in the calendar year 1776. We turned against each other. And we fight against each other instead of coming together. We destroy and slaughter each other instead of reasoning with each other. We are tribes fighting against tribes, and we don't even know. There's a tribal war. You know, I told there was a radio host one time, Mildred Gaddis here on AM 1200 in Detroit, and I told her one time on a radio station, I said, you gotta understand that we got tribes fighting against tribes, and she didn't understand what I was saying. You know, I knew then what was going on. I said, you know, we have tribes fighting against tribes. Anytime you see a brother or a sister fighting each other, they're from different tribes. This is a tribal war. And they're killing each other. Just like when the Moors came over. The Moors are the Sumerian Anunnaki. Alright, so they had the Sumerian Anunnaki fighting against the Atlantean Anunnaki, but they all had us under a spell. Alright? Our brothers and sisters who were fighting all before, fighting for the land, we were not under that spell, but when, you know, when we saw the brothers coming and they had this attire on, we just thought that they were going to be fighting with us. It didn't happen that way. It didn't happen. This is what July 4th is all about. When they could independently create laws and they had the last piece of land that they've been trying to get. I know it was the Seminole, it was the Iroquois, and there was one other tribe, the Seminole, the Iroquois, and there was one other tribe, and these were three of the strongest tribes that they had to deal with. And it was the Moors. You know, that's why I get so upset when brothers and sisters talking about they want to be Moors. You don't understand what the Moors did. When you deal with St. Patrick's Day, that was the Moors that went with them to Ireland to destroy the twat and the pygmy. You know, it was the Moors that did that. So a lot of the Moors helped them out. The Moors helped them do a lot of damage to their own folk. All right? But I just passed this on. 1776, July 4th. This is what really happened. All right. Catch you guys later. And you know, as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
from Africa. We was once happiness pursuers, now we backstabbing, combative and abusive. The African and Arab are at it, they most Muslim. We should be moving in unison, disputes are in. Bounty hunters and Grape Street get cool again. Some standing houses, got the young runner rampant wildin'. Poor phantom, he can stallin'. Mask on his face, grabbing his Ruger. Say nobody move, I shoot you, man, you expiring. Catch 25 and he does it like a man inside with black, white pride and Mexican. Survive the best he can, strap a shake to a style. Why don't we all collide? Why do the young die? Extortion, murder and burglary. Tattoos his chest as his enemies don't deserve to breathe.
Every child deserves to learn.
Diamonds, I gave you Mandela, black Dalai Lamas, I gave you music, you enthused in my kindness, so how dare you reduce me to Donny Imus, timeless in case we ain't never been acquainted, blindness who made it, it gets duplicated, mindless violence, well let me try to paint it, here's the 5 steps and most to explain it,
one.
It's me and my nation against the world,
two.
Then me and my clan against the nation,
three.
Then me and my fam against the clan,
four.
Then me and my brother with no hesitation, go against the fam until they cave in.
Five.
Now who's left and this is in the equation. That's right, it's me against my brother. Then we point a Kalashnikov and kill one another.
Everyone deserves to earn, and every child deserves to learn. Tribal over colors, over money, over land and over island, over God and over idols, and evil lovers, over breakfast, over dinner, over sofas, over jungle, over rima, over bookers, over Brooklyn, over Prince and over rockers, over red and over blue and over chokers, over red and over blue and undercovers. Tribal trouble, the tribe I trouble, cause the youth them now go a war and go fight with knuckle, the two side struggle. Vietnam now go a war with no more kung fu, none chuckle, the silent shuckle, and the Queen of England and Uncle Sam them a flex them muscle. The tribal hustle, blood time and puzzle, survival struggle. Everyone deserves to earn, every child deserves to learn.
Brothers, sisters, celestial angels. Brothers, sisters, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the. We're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. We're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts we're going to move to the nitrates and I'll deal with the next video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you will really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and the effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right, there's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize. You know, look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program, and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees, and they dig up the land and take land away from us. Look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians, some goddamn Siberian humans, gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance of how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there are there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spraying the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other. When we were once in sync and in tune with each other, now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 would be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent. And they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one. And I'm dating. I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline, and it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land, because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful, massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, there will nowhere they can hide, because karma is going to take place, and they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
Brother, sister, celestial energies, brother wisdom. As posted in the YouTube community page, this message today is a very important message for us to understand. This is the science behind everything that is going on now on the planet. Okay? One thing we as the original people have gotten away from is science. Science is where our power comes from. All right? It doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from voting. It doesn't come from job position or shoes or clothes or how big your house is, how many cars you possess, how many women and men you have in your corner. You know, that doesn't matter, you know. How big your church is, how many businesses you possess, that's not power. Only thing that is a figment of your imagination is only an illusion, because once everything in the physical that created all those things I named, once that entity is no longer there and it has been dissolved, then there is no more power. Our power is in science and physics. The scientists have been talking about corona mass ejections for the past few years. And that's what they call it, you know, from the corona of the sun, which is the center of the sun. And they say these are massive ejections of energy or plasma. And they just recently started saying plasma, especially after some of my teachings. You know, they watch my teachings. I mean, I have to be obliged on that. What is going on our planet is that everything is being raised up to a whole new level. Remember we talked about supernova? Quite a few of us talked about supernova. Our planet going supernova. The original people going supernova. All right. And remember we talked about supernova. Talked about that supreme new energy. Supernova. I think I talked about that on High Prince CBA. I can't remember. I know I talked about it. that's what happens when you have two different channels. What's happening is you have an intricate level of energies being shared between these cosmic organisms called planets. All right, they're colossal cosmic organisms, and they share energy with each other. They communicate very, very high levels of communication. So every planet in this universe, in this galaxy, is 99.999999% plasma. Okay? And this communication is plasma energy that's been shared between the two of them. I mean, I'm sorry, the many of them. And they're sharing intelligence. All right, that's why I named this cosmic multidimensional intelligence. I was recently watching Mr. BBB33, and he says there is a spike, there's an energy spike. And you know, he's a scientist, all right, believe it or not, Mr. BBB33 is a scientist. Wages World is a scientist. Gina Marie Colvin, she's a scientist. They're all scientists, right? They just don't show up out of nowhere. They already were in the limelight for being a scientist. And Mr. BBB33 says there's a spike of energy, and we don't know where it came from, and says didn't come from the sun because they have satellites on the sun. But what they don't understand or understand is that this is intelligence that's being shared between celestial bodies called planets. They're sharing intelligence with each other. This is high-level intelligence. This is no low-level stuff about who's got gold and who's got money and who's got this money in the bank and who's creating a car that run on water. No, not that type of intelligence. No. This is low-level mankind stuff that is mundane. Okay? This is low-level mankind, whatever you want to call it, knowledge or whatever, that is mundane, is unnecessary, is literally, you know, clatter. The intelligence that they're sharing among each other is cosmic intelligence on increasing their rotation, increasing the energies within themselves, and they're sharing this intelligence. And it's not only our planet, it's all the planets in our universe, which there are trillions of planets in our universe, and they're all sharing intelligence, all right, which answers for the increase earthquakes. So what happens is when this energy or intelligence, which is this energy, comes from another celestial body, goes right into the planet. And it's not only that one planet that's sharing, you have multiple planets, because our planet is also sharing intelligence. All right? So you have multiple planets sharing intelligence with each other, and therefore you have what you call earthquakes, which is literally plasma discharges. So at a certain point in time, when there is a bulk of intelligence energy, a bulk of knowledge that comes through, what happens? It's just like a boiler. A boiler can only hold but so much pressure before that pressure has to be released. So what happened? That energy, and then it has to discharge. Now, those who are in tune to self, those who are in tune to nature, all right, we also gain access of that intelligence. And those who are not in tune to self and nature also gains access to that intelligence. So, you know, and I speak mainly for our people, the original people. You start getting headaches and aches in your legs and in your foot, and you know, you be thinking, dang, do I got some kind of diabetes or have some kind of disease, not knowing that this is cosmic intelligence that's coming down. And when I say multidimensional, you got to understand that all this energy that's coming is coming in the form of dimensional, of multidimensional shapes, all right? And it's in the form of frequencies and vibrations is how it comes. So the shapes may come, the frequencies may do this right here, and it gives the shape of a diamond, all right? And the frequencies give the shape of a diamond, and it's moving in the form of a diamond. It may give the form of a circle, and it's moving in the form of a circle. Frequencies may give the form of a square, and it's moving in the form of a square. This is the intelligence of the cosmos, able to emit frequencies and vibrations that not only gives off certain sounds and colors, but also creates shapes. This is the most powerful part of the cosmic design. So this is what we would call cosmic multidimensional intelligence, which is a very, very highly intelligent energies that's used for communication purposes only. Now, when you have the what they call coronal mass ejections that's coming from the sun, that's our sun directly sending energies or that plasma energies to our planet. And that is mainly designed for the original people. All right? You got to understand and understand. Our moon sends off what they call coronal mass ejections. Our moon sends CMEs also, but it's in the form of it's in the form of energies. So all these different energies that's formed around us are designed to help us to increase our levels of intelligence. Henceforth, it is important that we remain in tune with nature. We remain in tune with the cosmos. It's important that we remain in tune with ourselves. Highly important that we gain the knowledge of how everything works around us. Mankind is constantly saying we're still trying to understand this universe. We're still trying to understand this planet. We're still trying to understand these people. You got to understand that you can never understand this type of energy unless you are a part of this energy. Unless you are one with this energy. But if you're not indigenous to this planet and you're not indigenous to this universe, you will never understand. And you will always do things that are totally against the laws of nature, the laws the cosmos, the laws of the universe. You constantly do those things that literally defy certain laws that are supposed to be exercised on a cosmic level. Just like our people, we're supposed to be building and creating right now, but we're not building and creating because, you know, we're being entertained. You know, I took the pleasure of looking up the word entertainment. Well, I was here in my workplace, and my spirit said to me, look up the word tame and entertainment. So I was like, okay. Pain. I was saying to myself, what is pain mean? So I go and pull up the etymology of pain, and the etymology of pain means to hold. Okay? So enter means to go into. Pain means to hold. Mint means mind. So go into the mind and hold them back. So because of entertainment on so many different levels, our people have not been able to operate on the level of cosmic intelligence. Therefore, now, Mother Cosmos and all the other planetary organisms are sending massive amounts of cosmic multidimensional intelligence to urge the original people to begin this cycle of building and creating, which will allow us to go into a higher level of knowledge and intelligence. All right. Remember, we talked about the shockwave. You know, they said that, you know, the scientists are like, you know, the sun sent shockwaves, sent plasma shockwaves, you know, where the sun literally sent plasma shockwaves to the planet. And that was like huge burst of intelligence that spread across the land. Now, with these, what they call earthquakes, which we know are plasma discharges, and we just talked about the plasma discharges, which come from the intelligence being sent from multiple celestial bodies. Now, when those plasma discharges happen, what takes place is this energy goes into the atmosphere, goes throughout the land. Mr. BBB33 will always say this earthquake happened over here, but the energy came all the way over here, thousands of miles away, and the energy was felt over here. So you got to understand that they know that this is that the earthquakes are literally energies. They know that the earthquakes are energies, but they don't understand what it is. And now I'm letting everybody know. This is massive amounts of cosmic, multidimensional intelligence that's being sent from multiple planets, and as well as our planet is sending off, which explains the increased temperature on the planet. Because when you start to deal with intelligence, you start to deal with a lot of heat. Very soon, all of the planets are going to be, it's going to be on a consistent basis. I mean, it's literally going to be a constant thing. Right now, it's like beep, 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 beep. They're just sending different levels of intelligence and sharing knowledge with each other and sharing intelligence with each other. And each of these planets, these celestial bodies, which are very much alive, colossal bodies. Our planet is a colossal body. Our planet is not small. Our planet is huge. It's colossal. Okay? But very soon, it's going to be wee. It's going to be a consistent, constant flow of plasma energy and frequencies and vibrations that's going to be sent from planet to planet to planet to planet to planet. And this is the part of evolution that we're dealing with. We're watching everything evolve. And as everything evolves, you're going to watch the planetary bodies literally become one body. This is why it's called a universe, one frequency. Universe. Uni means one, verse means frequency. Universe, one frequency. So all the planets are sharing this massive amounts of intelligence. Now, we as the original people, as long as we are in tuned, like I said before, with ourself, in tuned to nature, linking into the most inner parts of us, we also can take part in this cosmic, multidimensional intelligence. And all of this information that's being downloaded to all these planetary bodies, you will also gain that also. That's why it's important. Hollow soul. Remember we talked about hollow soul? You don't need no baggage. Leave all this stuff alone. You know? Have a disciplined heart and mind. All right? Consistent meditation. I link into the mind of the cosmos. I link into the heart of the universe. I am one with nature. Yeah, all these things in your meditation, you're literally becoming one, becoming more powerful. And this is what these planets are doing. These planets are within themselves. And then as they go within themselves, they share intelligence that they learn about themselves, and they share it among the other planets. They share intelligence about the galaxy, because the thing about it is, like, you know, the one message that we did was say, you know, perfectly imperfect. All these planetary bodies, just like us as the original people, just like all people, are perfectly imperfect, which means that they're growing and they're gaining more knowledge and they're gaining more wisdom, more intelligence, more strength, more power. All right, they're coming more and into oneness with themselves. This is what the cosmic multidimensional intelligence message is all about. So it is important that you go into a basis of, you can, no matter what you're doing, I'm at work and I'm getting downloads of messages at work. I drive a Hilo. I'm stacking boxes of vegetables. And I'm constantly getting downloads of all types of information, all types of knowledge. And this is where we must be. Our planet is spinning. Our planet is giving birth to this new creature here, creating this new creature here, creating, our planet is creating this new plant species here. Our planet is letting off all of these what they call volcanoes. Remember we talked about plasma banks. It's letting off all this plasma energy, because all this plasma energy is literally intelligence that's coming in, and this is why everything is happening. Mankind doesn't understand that evolution is taking place, and all this intelligence that's being shared among all the planets is causing, is literally going to cause all the planets to go supernova, and the original people of each of these planets, each of these celestial bodies, will also share that powerful supernova energy. This is what cosmic multidimensional intelligence is all about. Okay, guys? Just wanted to share that with you, so you guys can understand, overstand. There's been a lot of rainbows when there's been no rain. All right? And remember, rainbows are literally, you can see where the plasma energy has literally made a multidimensional gateway across the sky. And what you see, all those different colors, is just the gases that are charged by the plasma energy. And it creates a multidimensional gateway where energy is being released into the atmosphere. All right? This is nature. This is the power of nature. So you got to understand that our planet is growing, and we must be growing with our planet. We must share this knowledge among each other, and we must be able to move into a higher level of what they call consciousness, or higher awakening. So henceforth, we begin building and creating. And as we begin building, we begin to expand our mental capacity, which there is no boundaries. There are no boundaries to the level of knowledge, because as we expand our mindset on a multidimensional level, we become more powerful and more energies and more abilities. And this is what awakens the higher self. And the higher self, now you don't create gateways and towers and temples and all kind of other things. And through all of this, your higher self comes into you and pairs up with you, because now you become a more higher power multidimensional being, which means that you become invincible, you become immortal, you become just like all the planets. These planets are immortal. There's no age. I mean, mankind can try to put an age on it, but he knows that everything out here is ageless. He's still trying to figure out the cosmos, and he would never figure it out. They would never figure it out. They would go extinct before they ever figure out what our universe is all about. But I'm giving just a little snippet of information and knowledge, which is enough for most to handle right now. I can go way deeper, believe me. I can go way deeper. All right. So this is what we're talking about right now. And I have to find out what the next message is going to be about. And this is about all that I got right now. I don't have any more downloads. All right. And I'll catch you guys a little later. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. All right? Become one. Become a part of that cosmic intelligence. Share knowledge with each other. You know, when we share knowledge with each other, We're doing the same thing that the planet, that the celestial bodies are doing. This is intelligence that's being shared among each other. There's nothing wrong with sharing. Even those who say, oh, I don't want to hear all this right here, and you share it with them, they're like, okay. I got to think about that. It's important that we not imitate, but that we function on the same level as the planets in our universe. I can't speak for other universes. I can only speak for our universe. I can only speak for our galaxy. I can only speak for our planet. You all right? So it's important that we do what the planets do within our universe. Communicate. Share intelligence. And the more you share intelligence, the more powerful you become, the more stronger you become. And then you get into the form of wanting to create and build. Now you're within the melody. Now you're going into the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th dimensional realm within yourself and within nature, which makes you even more powerful than you would ever think or imagine. Okay, guys? All right, that's about all I got for you guys. And as usual, I'll say it again. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. Much power to you all.
Born in a competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism? Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells, stung by the spelling bee. And they say, congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to paper it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless past. Here, work for dead presidents. Fool your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back. As long as my head is intact, I'll be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has a sick tag. Who's that and this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's 1,000 sports channels. You can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch bastards. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day. But I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it. If you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? More gallons in your kosher food. What the fuck is eating kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray, the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry, I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what would Hova do? Now I think, what the fuck would Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now if Steve Austin was America and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the stands, slide your ass in the van. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start trends every day, but don't ever get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking band. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams like, here, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject.
All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, mine's the right one. Trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wake the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Question when religion condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the answers. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on in schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People laugh for fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children, grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues, abandonment, misuse. Subliminal marketing screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why are you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. Working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like an ileo colonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn into a worker bee. Harvest the honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky, Son of God, the Son, Amun-Ra, the eye. No more amen, no more folded hands, goodbye. Adios, au revoir.
Brothers and sisters, bless your energy. This is Brother Wisdom, how you doing? This is going to be a quick message here. We're going to talk about plasma, because I'm going to go well in depth, much in depth on another session. What is plasma? And that's the question. What is plasma? Plasma is made of supercharged ionic particles that flow freely throughout the universe, cosmos. But our universe, which is the Alpha universe, has an abundance of plasma. And this is not something that's taught in your mainstream school system as far as the relation of plasma, our universe, and our planet. Plasma is the very first element, and then all the other elements fall under. In science, it talks to you about the three different phases of matter: gas, solid, liquid. And that's all you learn in school, is gas, solid, liquid. But you don't learn about the electrical particles that actually keeps everything flowing within our universe and within the cosmos. All right, we know about the kinetic energy. See how complex the cosmos is? All right, we know about the kinetic energy, how everything, but then the plasma connects to the kinetic energy. We talked about the dark energy, how the dark energy is literally the essence of the kinetic energy. But within the dark energy and the kinetic energy, what is there also? It's called plasma. Plasma are the charged particles that move everything, that constantly flowing. All right, our universe is 99% plasma. All right. Now, we as the original organic people of this world, what do we know about ourselves? We know that we're cosmic dust. We talked about the crystals, the metals, the minerals that's within us. We've also talked about the plasma. We never really went deep into the information of the plasma. I've tried going online to Google and to YouTube and, you know, all these different all these different web pages or whatever, looking, trying to connect the so-called black people with plasma, and no site that I can go to. And I've done some in-depth stuff. Lot talks about plasma being taken from our people. Now, I have seen videos that I've gone to, like on YouTube or whatever, and I put in YouTube, I was like, black people giving plasma, or black people at plasma centers, and I did that on YouTube. And what do I get? I get mankind. I get the artificial race. I get the orc. I get however you want to call it, sitting up, proposed as being there in a plasma center, but look more like a blood donation center. And I can't find it. We are cosmic dust, all right, which means that we are made up of the universe. We're made up of the galaxy. We're made up of the cosmos. We're made up of nature. Nature herself is 99% plasma. All right? And this is something that our children are not taught in school. We were not taught this in school. All right? The schools, they're going to teach you whatever they want to teach you. They're going to tell you about Einstein and you know, they'll speak on Nikola Tesla a little bit, but you know, and to get on the subject of Nikola Tesla, what was he doing? He was doing with free flowing energy, all right. And these big Tesla towers that he made, that he created, all that lightning that you saw was nothing but pure plasma. That's all it was. All that lightning was nothing but pure plasma. All right. So this is why Thomas Edison didn't want Tesla dealing with free-flowing energy, because he was linking into the ionic electrical particles that flow through the universe, which is nothing but free energy. All right, so Tesla created towers that linked directly into the that went deep into the ground, all right? So you're getting the charged particles from the ground. And then what happened? He created a tower made of copper and zinc and some other plates that were involved. And he created this Tesla tower that was made of pure, that literally that ran on pure plasma energy. All right, ran on pure plasma energy. All right, so and this, what I'm getting to here in this message here is that we have to understand who we are. All right, what do you think the fluorescent light bulbs are made of? The fluorescent light bulbs are made of plasma. All right, that's what the fluorescent light bulbs are made of. They're made of plasma. All right. When you have these LED bulbs, what are these LED bulbs made of? Condensed plasma. All right. So, being that it's plasma, we must understand that the key force in everything that's created on this planet is made of plasma. Your volcanoes, pure plasma. Your trees, pure plasma. All right? Your leaves on the trees, pure plasma. The seeds that you use to grow vegetables, all right? These organic seeds are packed with like 200% plasma. And all the thing that's waiting to do is hit the ground. All right, why in the ground? Because the ground has got what you call the dirt or the mud, and that mud and that dirt is filled up with concentrated amounts of plasma, that energy, that free-flowing ionic charges, and it sends that energy right into that seed, and therefore that seed grows. All right, so The key point in this is for us to increase the amount of plasma in our bodies. And how do we do that? We talked about Tai Chi. All right. So it's up to us. It's up to us as the original people to increase the amount of plasma that flows through us. So you got your yoga, you got your Tai Chi, you got your everyday exercises that increases your plasma, but then your higher thoughts. Your thoughts of, I am an advanced being. I am nature. I am the cosmos. I am the universe. I am an invincible being. You know, these things that higher thoughts. You gotta understand why we're coming into a time now why society, mankind, is taking upon himself to try to numb us down using this coronavirus and the money situation and all these other stuff, and you know, it's just blanketed with nothing but garbage. All right, and we got to understand what's going on. All right, now we're going to talk about this in another a more detailed message. Okay, but the plasma is returning. This is the return of the Christ. All right, the plasma is returning. All right, and that's why I said the dead in Christ shall rise. We're talking about the dead in Christ shall rise. We talked about that before, how that plasma, the plasma energy, and we're seeing this right now. All right, we're seeing so much happen right now. That meteor is coming down, and the scientists are like, why are these meteors coming to the ground? They're supposed to break up in the atmosphere because the atmosphere, all right, is coated now with plasma. So when we talk about the great celestial convergence between Jupiter and Saturn, you know, that was the return of the Christ, that Christ energy. That was the return of the Christ. And what happened? Everything that was put out of balance on the planet is going to be replaced back into balance. Okay? So what happened? That great celestial energy, that convergence. Remember, we talked about convergence, you know, which means to come together and ascend. What's happening? The heavens are coming down to earth, okay? Which means that plasma that was above the planet that we saw, that was that glowing energy, is coming down. And the original people who are us so-called black people, 99% plasma in our bodies, all right, we got to understand this affects us also. That's why you feel that heavy charge. Now, how do you increase the charge? Tai Chi. Do your Tai Chi. Do your eat all your vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma, all right? You know, lower your meat and your cheeses, sauces. I mean, I know there's some of you out there that like meat and cheese and sauce or whatever. Limit your meat, cheese, and sauce, and eat mostly vegetation, because vegetation is full of plasma. All right, so this is how you build yourself up. And then higher thoughts. All right, higher thoughts, who you are as a being. All right, so when this plasma energy comes full force on Earth, remember we talked about it, say these beings will not be able to stand within 600 feet of our presence. Okay, so you got to understand, overstand that the plasma is supercharged energy, supercharged particles. And what happened at some point in time, the plasma, when it will begin to illuminate your aurora borealis. All right, and we're going to go deeper into this right here, but I just wanted to send you guys this quick message here. Plasma beings, supercharged energetic beings is who we are. Okay? So, something to think about. Charge yourself up. Continue to charge yourself up. Remember it. Tai Chi, higher thinking, you know. Know ye not that ye are gods. Is it not written in your laws? It is said, ye are gods, and if ye are gods created in the image of the Father, then scripture cannot be broken. So you're gods. It's everything is everywhere. It's everything that we need to know is all around us. We just got to link into it. Okay, guys? All right. I'll catch you guys a little later. I got to go. Just want to pass that on to you. And remember, as always, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings, and may chaos reign with you forever. And remember, chaos is the only way that things are going to flow the way they flow. All right? Power to you all.
Brothers, sisters, other celestial energies, brother wisdom, what's going on, guys? Let's talk about the New World Order. New World Order. A lot of our people think that the New World Order has got to do with something that's going to be happening on the surface of the planet, but it's not. All right? The New World Order is something that was created when John F. Kennedy was in office. All right? When Kennedy was in office, you know, he was the very first one to implement the New World Order. This is when all of the countries worldwide began digging underground. It wasn't only Kennedy as a so-called elite, what they called the Reptilian Squad, all right? And they all knew what was going to be taking place. Back in the 60s, they say, we have very little time left. So, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, this is when they began digging underground, digging into the mountains, all right? Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather was into time travel, all right? He was able to, he was guided by an archon who showed him a portal right outside of Russia, and they went into this portal because they wanted to know the truth. And this portal took them into the future. All right. It wasn't so much that their bodies went into the future, but they were able to link into the energies of this portal, and they saw the future and they saw what was happening. And he saw that his great, great grandson, or either great, 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 whichever one it is, grandson was going to be president, but he noticed that while he was president, it was going to be the end of all. So there's a book that was written, it's at Amazon. I haven't bought it yet, but I saw a video on YouTube, and I pretty much got a gist of what it was, but I saw the video on YouTube, but it talks about everything that's taking place right now. It talks about the virus, the virus and all the other stuff, and it talks about, it says, and Trump was the last president. And the book, the name of the book on Amazon is called The Last President. So what we got to understand is this New World Order is not a new world government on the surface of the planet. It's a new world government that is underground. When I did that one video, some of our people were skeptical about, you know, called the Anunnaki Reptilian Classified. Listen to that. I'm going to post it in the description box. I want you to listen to it carefully because it talks about the New World Order. All right. It talks about the original people. It talks about beings of other worlds. And it says, you know, these beings of otherworldly powers. It talks about everything that's happening right now. You know, they just saw a ship leave the sun that was bigger than the planet. They're scared, and it's heading straight toward our planet, all right, our realm, our planet, our home. So we got to understand that this is the end of all things that we know at this point right now. The New World Order has nothing to do with us. It is a new world that is being created underground. It is a new world that was created to suffice their people. So why we say, you know, 10 miles is a long stretch. You know, I don't even know how many feet 10 miles is. 10 miles is a long stretch, but it's 10 miles wide. This whole system is 10 miles wide, and it goes from Washington, D.C. all the way to Arizona, touching California, but not really going into California. Okay, so the key point is that this is a new world they have created underground for their people, and their people only. The so-called elite, the celebrities, you know, and all of their regular or people who classify under certain clearances, family members, and bloodlines, all right? They're going to come and get their own bloodline. And if you're not a part of that blood, if their people are not a part of that elite bloodline, then they're not going. You got to be a part of that elite bloodline. There's a lot of these orc beings here whose forefathers were elite, but they're dead. So because they're dead, they're basically non-existent to them. They don't care. You don't have a bloodline. Your bloodline is gone. You know, we're the bloodline now. So all these orc people who are under the bloodline of the so-called elite, the current elite that's standing there, they're going to be on the ground. So it's all over the world. The thing about it, this New World Order is all over the world. All right? So it's underground, Russia, Singapore, London, China, Australia, you know. They've got an underground world for Australia, for the Australians to go. You know, Australia, you know, all in Australia, you see the homes that are built inside the side of the mountains, where they can shade themselves away from the heat. All right, so that's a part of the New World Order. You know, it's got nothing to do with anything that's happened here on the surface of the planet. The New World Order is underground. You know, they've got some 70, 80 years of food already stored up. Refrigerators, they got tennis courts, basketball courts. There's no football, soccer, where they can play soccer. They got restaurants and all these whatever they call their homes. All right. They got all of that already together. So a lot of those people, when they hear the boom, boom, they go, what is that? What is that? Shaking the ground. That's them. They're making new, opening up new spots. They use limestone. It's called key limestone. That's what it's called. It's called key limestone. It's the hardest rock material known in the world. And they use key limestone to hold up these caverns that they've created for themselves. Underground worlds. All right, so this is what the New World Order is about. Like we said, the coronavirus, there is a virus. There is a coronavirus that is happening right now, all right, where it attacks the immune system and it causes the mucus to multiply in the body of acidic beings, not alkaline beings, but acidic beings. This coronavirus cannot hurt alkaline beings because it's an alkaline-based bacteria, all right? So because it's alkaline-based, it doesn't affect us, but it attacks the acidic beings. That's why all you people in China, all over the world, Singapore, Korea, Russia, all that. And in a lot of places, they're not even reporting what's going on because, like I said, this bacteria is coming from meteors and it's coming from glaciers that are melting because everything is returning back to the original way it's supposed to be. All right? So there is a coronavirus. There is a virus, but it's not as big. What's going on? You got radiation coming up from the ground, and a lot of their people are getting cancer from the radiation coming from the ground. You got the frequencies that are high on the planet right now, and a lot of their people they call it a tinnitus, and the tinnitus medicine is not even helping, and the frequencies are getting so high they're having strokes and heart attacks. We talked about the drug abuse. All these different illicit drugs that they're creating, they're dying from it all over the planet. All right? The drug abuse, the homicide and suicide rate among these orc beings are so high, it's crazy. It's an astronomical rate all over the planet. So they're dying from this also. All right, they're dying from
from the homicide. The first time these beings see things that are starting to emasculate itself, the money is no more. This energy is going crazy on the planet. This is happening. That is happening. This is happening. This is happening. And the first thing that they do when they see change come in, they can't take change because there's animals. You know, a lot of animals, especially the dogs, they can't take change. A dog would kill itself if it see too much change. Literally, it would kill itself. So they see change, and they go and kill their children and their spouses and kill themselves. They're not talking about the suicide homicide rate. They're not talking about the doctors who are diagnosing their own people, and people are dying from misdiagnosis from pharmaceuticals. They're not talking about that. But they blame everything on the coronavirus. But they're dying at a rapid pace. And this is what Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather saw when he went into that time portal. This is what he saw. And he came back and he wrote a book. This is what I saw. And this is what's going to happen. And my great-great-grandson, Donald Trump, will be president. But he's going to be the last president. He's going to be the last president of this United States above. That's why did Trump say, I'm going to be the president for the next 12 years? Why he say that? Because he's going to be president in the New World Order underground, the New America. So all of our people are still under this assumption that this New World Order is all about us, and they're gonna do it. They got FEMA camps and all that because they're trying to depopulate, and they're mostly going to try to hit their people, and then they're gonna attack us, but they're very lenient and want to come to us. So any best believe, brothers and sisters, you see these motherfuckers want to talk about quarantine in our neighborhoods and all that. Y'all get ready to fight these motherfuckers. They don't want to stand up against us. They know who the fuck we are. Y'all stand up in all y'all power. So believe me, I'm standing up. We ain't doing that shit. We ain't falling for that shit. That's why we fight, going for dark energy. You know, I was talking to a brother not too long ago on the phone. We were talking, and, you know, he's like, well, you know, what's going on? What's going to happen and all this stuff? I say, you know, you understand. You know, you say, are they going to still fight us? I say, they're already planning on fighting us. All right? That's what the movie Terminator was about. Terminator was about artificial intelligence on the surface of the planet fighting against the original people on the surface of the planet, while everyone else was, were all the so-called elite and their celebrities and all the other politicians and all were all underground. Yeah, they have birthing centers and they got electricity. The electricity is running on natural energy. They got copper and iron rods. Your black pipe is iron, all right? They got copper rods and iron rods going some 20, 30 feet in the ground, all right? And they tapping into natural energy to charge up their whole world, new world underground. There will be no light bills and all that stuff. They got, like I said, they got enough food for all their people to last for about 80 years. We give them about 10 years. We give them about 10 years because within that time we'll have already found out how to get in, break in through their gates, because they're gonna have their gates all sealed off. But they got their little sun simulators and all that and all this stuff here. They got all kind of stuff down there. You know, I've been down there. They got all that stuff down there. You know, food courts and all kind of stuff. They can drive. They got bicycles. They got a whole lot of electric vehicles. Lots of electric vehicles, because, you know, the thing about it is they can't really drive with that fuel, because that fuel is going to overcrowd. All the gases from the fuel don't have anywhere to go. So they have a lot of electric cars. That's why they went through building a lot of electric cars worldwide. But all of these countries, all right, when you see these flags, these European countries, these flags, they have underground cities already made up for their people, so-called elite. This is what the New World Order is about. There's a bill that's already made, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year or if it's going to happen next year. I'm not sure. But there's a bill that was already passed where they're going to be releasing all of our people from the prison system. See, there's no reason to keep our people in the prison system, because there's no one, they don't need us to work for them anymore, because they've got all the work out of us that they needed. And they're going to go on the ground. So all of our people who are in this prison system for all these years are all going to be released. The prison system is going to be shut down, and all of them are going underground. That's the New World Order. Now we're going to have to deal with our damaged people. They're going to have to be rehabilitated in the law, in the laws of nature, because there will be no laws up here. There will be no police departments and courts and child support and all those other garbage. There won't be that. There won't be no hospitals and that you have to pay for and all that. We're going to have to get ourselves together and come together as a people and find out what we're going to do. What we're going to do with all the trash. You know, what are we going to do with all these abandoned, vacant buildings everywhere? There's going to be buildings everywhere vacant and abandoned. What are we going to do with them? We already know that the species are coming to, the species that eat on metal are coming to devour a lot of these buildings, but we're going to be left with the smaller buildings everywhere. What are we going to do? You know, so we got a lot of our planet to clean up. They're going to leave the surface in ruins. While people, once they live in houses, they can't live in anymore because there's banks. There will be no more banks. There'll be no more money. This grocery store and massive food and cans. What are we going to do with the trash? We got a lot of stuff to think about, my people. We're going to have to dig holes in the ground and burn the trash or something. We're going to have to do something. You know, we're going to have to, because we got to clean up. There's a lot to clean up. Plus, on top of that, there are people who are going to be dying in the streets. We're going to have to bury their asses. If they're not evaporated by certain energies, but we're going to have to bury their asses. Because they're going to start, everybody's going to start stinking. The New World Order is a new world that's underground. That's the New World Order. Got nothing to do with us. Doesn't affect us. Not at all. This is their new world. Because they knew that these days were coming right here, where all these planetary bodies return to the gods of old returning to our planet. They knew that this was happening. So like I said, there is a coronavirus. There is a virus out there, but it's not as escalated as they say it is. What's happened among the people? You know, we talk right here in Michigan, the Arabs are dying from the opioid crisis. They're dying. All those people in Asia, China, thousands upon thousands of them are dying a day from opium overdose. But they're blaming on coronavirus. Like we talk about this new drug these earth beings got out here. They're dying every 5 minutes, but they're blaming on coronavirus. Why the coronavirus? Because their population is depleting by the day. So they have to create a giant hoax. Like I said, there is a virus out there, but it's not as big as they say it is. Their biggest virus that they have right now is their own self-destruction. And they can't stop it. They can't. It's inevitable. Because they're not strong beings. They're not beings of strength.
First time they see something going wrong, they're so weak. What do? They kill themselves. They're not strong like us. All these businesses and money and I got to do this and I got to do that. It's not going to be anymore. We literally have to going to have to return to nature. We're going to have to get out there and plant gardens and all that. Yeah, I was talking to a young brother at the workplace. I said, you know how to plant a garden? You know how to work a garden thing? And he looked at me. He said, well, you know, first you got to get some dirt. That's when I knew something was wrong with them. He said, first you got to get some dirt. Our young people don't know anything about planting. Our young people don't know anything about creating. All they know is I got to sit in front of this video game and play this video game all day long. They're not using this YouTube university wise still here to learn how to build things, how to create, how to plant gardens, how to create technology. They're not doing that. They're so far from it because they've been shaded by an illusion. But like I said, when these brothers get out of prison, now one thing about these brothers and sisters when we get out of prison, while they're in the prison system, they have knowledge. They've been taught different things. They're in the science field. They're in the architectural field. They're in the engineering field. Oh, yes. And the prison system kept some smart brothers that's doing life in there, and they're creating all kind of things in the prison system. You think it's being created in China. It's not. It's being created in the prison system by our brothers and sisters. They're doing life in prison. Oh, yes. This is where they get so much of the technology from. Out people, locked behind bars. You got brothers and sisters who are in prison, and they walk among us. And they're at seminars and all that, and they're taking down information, and then they're going back to their prison cells, where they go there and write out different things and create things because they're enslaved in their mind. They're enslaved. They're locked up. Physically and mentally at the same time, and all they know how to do is create for these orc beings. So this whole New World Order thing was all created through these beings making sure that we were locked up. How you think they get the idea? Go underground. We did it. I'll show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to use this right here. They get other knowledge from us, brothers and sisters. They get their knowledge from us. That's where they get it from. So, yeah, this new world order is a new world that's underground. New Bill of Rights, new birthing centers. And they've got the technology where they could communicate with each other underground also. All these, this internet that's connected from U.S. to England, you think they're connected through satellites? Nope. They're long cords, cables, that they got deep underwater. They use submarines to run these cables from the United States to England, to Europe, to Africa. They run these cables, deep, deep underground cables, communications cables, telephone, technology. They got all these cables, all these different technological cables underground, underwater, I'm sorry, and they run these cables from land to land. That's how they communicate with each other, and they set that up for the New World Order. So that everything falls, they still be able to communicate with each other. That's why you're able to see when we use this internal networking system and you FaceTiming a brother from the U.S., and a brother's in Africa, that's because of underwater cables. There's no satellites. There's underwater cables. They don't have that type of technology. They create a satellite. 5G is not even active yet. I talk about the 5G and what it's about, but the 5G is not even active yet. They don't have that. They don't have the technology to activate the 5G yet. And they're already talking about 6G, and they haven't even finished 5G. And the 5G is more so for underground. because they're going to need higher levels of frequency underground than they would need above ground. 5G is an underground technology system. This is all a part of the New World Order. So the New World Order is underground. And we're going to have to figure out how to live again. They've already got an organized world that they're going to be moving into. They got their underground bunkers that they're living in. All these millionaires, all these elite. And the elite know who's family and who's not. Like I said before, they know who's family. And they're going to pick up their family and they're going to move their bloodline. And we're talking about direct bloodline. We're not talking about indirect bloodline. We're talking about direct bloodlines. They know who they are. And they're going to take them underground with them. It's going to be thousands, of hundreds of thousands of them all together. But the rest of the so-called millions of these beings, they're going to be left to the mercy of nature. There will be no plane spray in the sky. There'll be no military, no police. There'll be no more, like I said, no more banks, no more technology, nobody working every day. We're going to have to work every day to create our own systems the way it's supposed to be. And then we're going to have to get ourselves all geared up because they're going to send their artificial intelligence above ground to fight against us. And we're going to have to link into this dark energy. This dark energy is going to be the only hope of destroying this AI machines that they have, that they're going to have for us to have to fight against us. That's what the New World Order is about, the New America, underground. Yeah, Donald Trump's great-great-grandfather, either great-great-great, whichever one it is, saw this. When he time-traveled in a portal outside of Russia, he saw all of this. He saw everything that's happening. So they're blaming everything on coronavirus when in reality, it's not coronavirus. It's their people just dying on a massive scale. They're not even talking about their people who are dying from spontaneous combustion right now. Spontaneous combustion is prevalent among their people. Oh, yeah, there are people are dropping dead like flies left and right all over the world. Torso, everything just burn up. They're not talking about that. Mm-mm. But they blame everything on coronavirus. Like I said, there are a few cases. There's a whole lot less cases than what they say it is. There are a lot less cases than what they're talking about. But it's more cases of drug abuse. And they're dying from these drugs, the new illicit drugs. Who the fuck put fentanyl and ketamine and heroin together? Who does that but them? The opioids. They're mixing opioids, different opioids together. Mixing that shit up with all kind of other pharmaceuticals and taking that shit. And this is happening among the Arabic race also. The white-on-white homicide rate is skyrocketing, but they don't talk about it. When they kill each other, they don't put them in jail. They give them house arrest. They put them on house arrest. They say they have a disease or some type of disturbed mind. You know, so when they kill each other, you know, it's a disturbed mind. It's a disease. It's not a crime. But they're killing each other left and right. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the cancer that they're dying from. Every day. They're not talking about the heart attacks and the strokes. They're not talking about the doctors, how the doctors misdiagnose their own people and their people are dying on the table. They don't want to talk about that. And you can't really sue because nobody has any money. The banks are failing. The whole system is failing. We talked about that, how the money is disappearing all over the world. So you got to understand that. This is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. The New World Order is an underground world for their people and their people only. All of our people who are playing football players and all that stuff, they're not allowed. Nah. Thank you for playing football with me. Thank you for doing this. This is why you think they're preparing for the New World. Look, they canceled the basketball, baseball, football. They canceled all the other sports and all that stuff. They're preparing to go underground, my people. They're preparing. Something to think about. New World Order is underground and not above ground. New World Order is a system that they created for themselves.
because they already knew what was going to happen these days. A lot of brothers and sisters are coming out of portals, returning to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready for war, all right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.